I'm gonna say it's Florida Pride Night. I'm gonna say there's more here than boy bands, than amusement parks, than golf courses.
Hey, this is Marcy from Insomnia Radio Orlando, and you're about to hear an excellent Orlando band called The Oaks. The Oaks were formed in 2005 after co-founder Ryan returned from a two-year humanitarian stint in the mountains of Afghanistan and paired up with previous bandmate and creative partner Matt. They have since evolved into a six-piece ensemble and are currently in the studio working on their second album.
Hi, this is Matt from The Oaks, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio SoCal.
Thank you. better than other days. And I can't complain, I just take the pain. The scars remain, but I'm still the same. The faces around me don't know my name. This is the New Year's Day, and they say that this is the New Year's Day, and they say that this is the New Year's Day, and they say that this is the New Year's Day.
This is Charles Stepsick, your host of the SoCal Sessions. Today you might notice that we aren't playing anything from Southern California, and it sounds strangely like some sort of Florida hijack episode. Basically why, you might ask? Well, I wanted to spotlight a few of the great artists that are coming out of Florida, and actually the first few were a couple favorites that I heard this last year on Marcy Brinker's regional show, Insomnia Radio Orlando. After that quick live intro by Mofro, you heard from The Oaks with My Heart Is Weighed and Found Wanting, Kabul. The Oaks are from Orlando and quickly became one of my favorite artists that Marcy featured on her show. You can buy their album through the links at our site, and 50% of the profits from each album sold go directly to Afghan widows and recently returned refugees from Afghanistan. You can also read more about Ryan's agricultural development in Afghanistan with Global Hope Network at our page. Timothy Simpson was next, and I promised him I'd play a track earlier in the year. Obviously, it took a little longer than expected, but the last song played was called The New Year, and you can find that on his CD All for One. He also put this track on the Stand Up For Kids benefit CD released by the Tampa Bay Muse to raise money for homeless children. Timothy is from the Lakeland area in Central Florida and works in the Winter Haven Hospital ICU, which takes away most of his potential touring time as an artist. At the moment, Timothy is working on his new album, Disarray, which should release in the next couple of months. Wrapping up this quick session is a great interview introduced by David and conducted by Leo over at the newest show on the network, the TLP, also based in Florida. This specific interview is with Vega Under Fire, live at the Crowbar in Ybor City. The band is actually from Naples, and I just noticed that they have a song called Hollywood on their profile. I think one of these days I'm probably going to put a show together of songs from artists outside the area with songs written about this area in particular. I might actually do one soon, maybe a small one. Anyway, here's the promised interview and track from Vega Under Fire. It's called September. I'll see you soon back in Southern California for a full session you won't want to miss. Here's the TLP and Vega Under Fire.
Welcome to the mini edition of the TLP. There are three hosts of the TLP, David, Leo, and the elusive Miguel. I would be the David. Miguel, well, Miguel's a little tougher to track down. We'll post our findings on Miguel at tlpshow.insomniaradio.net. Hot on his trail, Leo once again heads to a bar. He always seems to get distracted. Leo, are you there?
Okay, I'm Leo Kane. I'm on location at the Crowbar in Ybor City with Vega Under Fire, who reside out of Naples, Florida. Say hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello everybody.
So I understand you guys have put together a tour right now.
Yeah, we're going on tour up to Georgia at the end of this month, and then around Florida throughout July.
This isn't the first time you guys have been on tour, has it?
We mainly have stayed in Florida, so by the end of this month will be our first tour outside of the state.
What do you guys like better about leaving your hometown as opposed to playing gigs there and gigs, let's say, in Tampa like today or Orlando or Atlanta?
I'd say the best thing about tour is you meet, you know, sweet people and make good friends.
I think it's interesting to see how people in different towns besides our hometown react to our music, how they enjoy it, how they like it, and we see what kind of feedback we get and try and spread our music.
Speaking of your music, I have in my hands a new EP by you guys. How long has that been available?
About a month, actually. A month and a half.
Yeah, we did a CD release show a couple weeks ago. We had a good response to it, and now throughout the summer we're going to be pushing our EP, and hopefully after that going back into the studio to record our next CD.
Where can I get this EP?
Currently, you can get it at our shows, and hopefully in the next week or two we'll have it available on iTunes, Smart Punk, MySpace.
Sweet. I really want to play a song from it, so which song should I play?
September.
Well, September?
How about September, yeah.
What makes this song stand out?
Well, this is one of the first songs we wrote as a band. It started off, we were in former bands, our former bands broke up, and this song is about the breakup and how we united and started this new band.